You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Good morning, students.
Good morning, sir.
We thank God for this morning. This morning we'll start by having a recap of what we learned yesterday.
Hello and welcome once again. It's Rodney Davidson speaking to you here from Fame Mission in Eastern Kenya. I wanted to talk to you now about our Bible school, the Fame Bible School. Recently, we had Ireland and Lop over doing a special week of Bible teaching meetings in our Christian Resource Centre. That building is actually used throughout the rest of the year as our Bible school. It's also a library and it's also a store for gospel literature. Just in January, we had 11 students who completed the two-year Bible course, and currently we have 17 Bible students from the local area and from different denominations who are coming to be taught the Word of God. And I'm actually just seated here now with one of our three. We have three Bible school teachers, and one of them is with me here now. It's Pastor Titus Nzoka. Titus actually went through our Whitfield College of the Bible in Northern Ireland and then went on to further his studies in Singapore. So I'm going to hand over to Titus now, and he'll tell you just something about the work in the Fame Bible School. All right, Titus.
Hello. Fame Bible School has been a great help to so many pastors here. We have the students from different backgrounds, most of them from Pentecostal backgrounds. But one thing these students have in common is their hunger for the Word of God. They sit in class all eagerly listening to the lectures, and they are really grasping the Reformed doctrine which are being taught to them. And they have shown a very big hunger and eagerness to learn the Word of God. And most of them have been sitting under untrained pastors and later came on to become pastors. And so I can say that this is what creates this great hunger for the Word of God, because they know very little. And then when they have this opportunity to learn the Word of God, they are very ready to receive the Word of God. And so we thank God for this opportunity that He has given us to teach them the Word of God, trying to establish this Reformed doctrine in their hearts, so that they may be able to help others who are listening to them when they preach. And so I'm personally encouraged by their eagerness to know the Word of God. And whenever I'm teaching them, I really feel that I have helped them, because I see that they grasp what they are being taught.
Titus, can you maybe also share with us a little bit about the change that you have witnessed from a student, maybe when they first come, onto that same student after they leave 2 years later? Maybe even some experience or some real difference that has made in their lives.
Because I have to teach these students just 1 week per month, I don't have to interact with them always. But the little time that I have to interact with them, I can say that I've witnessed some changes in their lives regarding their understanding of the Word of God. And even I have witnessed one of them who was from an Anglican background. And after going through our Bible school for 2 years, he has embraced Reformed doctrine and he had to leave the Anglican church, and he formed another church, which is really Reformed. And that's one of the things that I've witnessed. With others, though they haven't shown a great change like that one, but you can still witness that they have known and they have really embraced these doctrines, although they continue staying in their churches. But I hope that they will teach the same doctrine that they learn here to their members, and then they will be also helped by this teaching.
So we thank God for the three Bible school teachers, Pastor Titus Nzoka, who you've been listening to. We also have Pastor John Bouvey and Pastor David Masika. Already we have witnessed the fruit of the work that they've done. As I said earlier, we have 11 Bible students who graduated in January past. Those men have gone now to pastor. They were already in service pastors, many of them. Now they have a grounding in the Word of God to help them in the work that God has called them to. There are two ladies who went through the Bible school, obviously not to be pastors, but God is already using them now in a wonderful way in the two churches that they belong to in the Sunday school work. Not only are they there teaching the Sunday school and much more able to do that with God's help, but they're also helping to teach the Sunday school teachers who are there with them. So we rejoice in these things and thank God for the opportunity to be able to help His people in this area. Amen.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.